This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, Fellowship President and CEO Yael Eckstein speaks from the Holy Land and shares how the Sabbath is observed by the Jewish people.
This is the time that we separate the Shabbat, the Sabbath, the day of holiness, from the weekday, from Yom Rishon, from a regular day. Tomorrow we go back to work. So this service is literally called the Havdalah. This service is literally called the separation. And this is what separates the day of Shabbat from not the day of Shabbat. A holy day from a regular day, a secular day. And so the way that we do this is we sing a prayer. Well, many people say it. In my family, we sing it. We sit together as a family. We light a candle because over the Sabbath, we weren't allowed to light fire. By lighting the candle for Havdalah, we're showing that the Sabbath, that Shabbat has ended. We're doing melacha. We're doing work. And so we light the candle to show that the Sabbath has ended. We sing a prayer. We'll stop singing for a second, and my husband will say a prayer on a few things. First of all, on the fire, that we'll be praying and thanking God for the gift of fire and that we're able to use fire during the week, not on the Sabbath. Then we'll make a blessing over the besamim, the spices, and we'll smell the beautiful smelling spices, and we'll make the blessing that God has given us spices and beautiful things to smell. And then we'll make the blessing over the grape juice, and then the Sabbath will be over.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Check out Yael Eckstein's book, Holy Land Reflections, a collection of inspirational insights from Israel, at holylandmoments.ca.